The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Despite the staggering number of humans on the planet, there are still so many opportunities to feel lonely, lost, and out of place. To feel as though there is no one else in the whole world who understands the way you feel. At least no one you'll ever meet. Maybe we are programmed with the feeling that there must be something else out there. A kind pair of eyes, a kindred spirit, an alien species sympathetic to our plight. Maybe this is where the impulse to adopt imaginary friends originates, and the urge to open a notebook and write, "Dear Diary." Maybe this feeling of longing and hope is what gives some people the desire to connect to a benevolent creator, just as it gives others the desire to find, in the absence of belief, something even larger than existing ideas of an individual God, whatever that may be. The great and mysterious poet Emily Dickinson wrote poems about the soul, about the mystery of dying, about the universe, and much more. I'm fascinated by the ways that her poems bespeak this urge to connect with something at once far away and on intimate terms with the human mind and spirit. In a letter from 1850, Dickinson describes a similar feeling of loneliness. "How lonely this world is growing. Something so desolate creeps over the spirit, and we don't know its name, and it won't go away. Either heaven is seeming greater, or earth a great deal more small." Perhaps Dickinson's poems helped her to muster up against those feelings of desolation, isolation, and need. I believe that poetry serves a similar purpose for many reading and writing it today. Today's poem is "A World's Too Little for Thy Tent, A Grave Too Big for Me" by Connie Voisin. Its title comes from a George Herbert poem whose speaker addresses God. Voisin's speaker may be making a similar address. Or, like Dickinson, she may be speaking to something vaguer and more private. Either way, the poem voices a longing for connection to another that might foster the feeling of being understood, valued, and consoled. "A world's too little for thy tent, a grave too big for me," by Connie Voisin. There aren't enough doves in North America to fill the gondola of you. Onions are fallible, only pretending to be infinite. And the Great Plains, well, they're not that great. You might fit 1,000 of me in your purse. The distance between my nose and lip is mere centimeters. I know I am only a pat of butter, a blueberry, an aspirin, a quivering cell about to dissolve to you. Haven't you noticed that even the Sphinx is growing smaller each day? What can that fawn, retreating, legs a pile of cutlery, expect from the approaching dog? What good is my will when your voice is what I mistake the freight trains that shake my windows for? When I close my eyes, I return to the tomb of night. I return to you, or the idea of you, and I walk down corridors, dragging my fingers along the wall, looking for that cafe, warm and brightly lit, where I stopped asking so many questions. I ate a sandwich and was called something dear by a stranger. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
I'm Tanya Mosley. In 1987, my sister Anita vanished without a trace. Decades later, thanks to DNA, we found her. But that's only the beginning of the story. She Has a Name is a new audio documentary that explores the search for redemption, confronting trauma, and healing in the face of unimaginable loss. Subscribe now to Truth Be Told Presents She Has a Name, where every revelation brings us closer to the truth.